But they are words that we hear along with an ash cross placed upon our foreheads. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you will return. The first time we see and hear and read these words in the Bible are in Genesis. And God is speaking them to Adam, to Adam and Eve. God says to them, remember, you are dust, and to dust you will return. God says these words to Adam and to Eve just after Adam and Eve discovered and realized they were naked, and they hid from God in the garden. Adam and Eve heard these words just after they had eaten the fruit of the tree in the garden that God said, don't eat the fruit from that tree. Adam and Eve heard, remember you are dust, and to dust you will return, after the serpent deceived them. When the serpent said, oh, you can eat from that tree. In fact, when you do, you will be like God. And you'll know the difference between good and evil. Adam and Eve heard, remember you are dust, and to dust you will return. Again, after God had said all of this, all this that I have created, all of it, all that brings life, all that sustains life, all that I have created is yours. And places it at the feet of Adam and Eve. This is all yours. Take good care of it. Adam and Eve heard those words, remember you are dust, and to dust you will return. After God had taken dust from the earth and breathed life into it and brought life into existence, brought Adam and Eve into existence by breathing life into dust. Adam and Eve heard those words, remember you are dust, and to dust you will return. After God spoke life into existence, just spoke, let there be light. And there was light. And life began. Adam and Eve heard those words, remember you are dust, and to dust you will return. When they had had life breathed into them and life placed in front of them, all life, boundless life, abundant life, and after thinking, that can't be all that bad to be like God, to know the difference between good and evil, but was there good and evil before that? They heard these words after they ate of the fruit that they were told not to, after everything was given to them. And then they hid ashamed of their naked bodies, hid from God, the one that had given them everything, the one that had breathed life into them, the one that had spoken life into existence. They hid from him, afraid and ashamed. And then they heard those words, "Remember, you are dust. And to dust you will return." Yes, they can be difficult words to hear. And yet they are the words given by the same one that spoke life into existence. The one that took dust and breathed life into Adam and Eve. The one that created all and gave it. Gave it to them. The same God that did all of that says now, "Remember, you are dust, and to dust you will return." Are these words of conviction? Are they words of judgment? Or can they be words of love? Can they be words of life? Abundant life. "Remember, you are dust, and to dust you will return." On this day, with the ashes upon our foreheads and with that cross upon our forehead and with those words ringing within us and around us, "Remember, you are dust, and to dust you will return." When we can embrace those words, when we can know those words as truth, that we are dust. We are not a better dust than other dust. We are dust. No distinction. Dust. No rich dust and poor dust. No American dust or Mexican dust. Dust. No powerful dust or weak dust. We are dust. No dust to be served and no dust that is serving. It's dust. And when we can embrace these words as gift, these words as life, as these words as love and truth, when we can receive these words from a loving, life-giving, mercy-filled God, yes, when we receive them, life is breathed into us again. New life. Renewed life. Life that is abundant. Life that is full. Life that is shared amongst all the dust. When we can hear these words from that God and receive those words from that God as truth and love, then yes, life is spoken into existence again. Amen.